Maseches Nida, Shir Yud Aleph by the Rosh Hashiva, Zion Teves, Etav Shumem Tes, December 15th, 1988, on Thursday.
Of my Nechodim, of my Nechodim. I don't know how far we got. How far did we get? Still a lot of problem with our.
No. We just mentioned the Gemara of Hashem and Noah, some cipher.
Okay, alright. So, we'll start again. From Machlekes, which just started in the middle of the city. From the Machlekes Rabin later. Alright. Itma, Rabo Ma, my Nechon, Hatiro Timotei, the Hatiro Tios. Now, the Allah is the very Zohar. So, we need to the 633 days following the 7 days later, I will be there. Even if you see that profusely, we stay on the back. And by the Renison Caves, so 66 days following the 40 days, is in Eteya, even if she sees down, even if she bleeds profusely, she's still alive. So the question, Tigzas HaKosa, the question is, what's the Pshat Tigzas HaKosa? Is it just Tigzas HaKosa? Oh, that's what Rav says, mine now, in the same mind. And the tears is the middle like not in Eteya. But there is a special happen. The Torah is retired, but the tears is the middle like any other Dami. Levi says Shtimaya. Now, so, of course, one will be tempted to assume that it's Machlekes in tears. And such a Machlekes in tears, in other words, that Rav says that the dam that comes out in the Neteya, the 33 days of the 66 days, it emanates from the Mokea, from the womb, from the uterus, and Rav says it doesn't emanate from the Mokea. And I mean, one could say, Rashi says, according to Rav, it's like damage, but because that's inconceivable. Such a machlekes in tears, alright. Sometimes we find the machlekes in tears, but it's something that cannot be observed. But this is something, I mean, that can be observed. So the Chassam Sefer, so he says, the sinkansilu, that lady should hold. It's another mayor, it doesn't come from Mokka. Of course it comes from Mokka. But the Machlekes is, according to Rav, so it's the dam, the bleeding that takes place in Yimitea emanates from the same cause, the same physiological cause, as the regular menstrual bleeding. And the lady says, no, but why is it in the dam? Special just across. Says like us, Torah's matter. But the lady says no, the reason is why the Torah's matter is because while it emanates from the same place, but it originates in a different physiological cause. It's not the same. So maybe it's more. So according to the Chassam Sefer of Shavu Gemara, and I don't want that I should be quoted, because there are many people who like, you know, to misquote. Because according to some sages, pshat, you should follow that ovulation, you know, there's such a thing, ovulation rate, not menstrual bleeding. Most women don't have ovulation rate, but some women, they have ovulation rate. When they ovulate, so they bleed. And the Shaili says that they have to count Zayin Kimonah. I always passing they have to count Zayin. But, and this is the part I don't want to quote, because there can be mirch. According to some sefer, I don't want to quote, according to some sefer, it power that when a woman has ovulation bleeding, she doesn't have to come. Because the Chassam say ovulation bleeding is certainly emanates from a different physiological cause for menstrual. It's just the opposite. As many doctors explain it. It's just the reverse. It's a different, you see, menstrual bleeding, what's the physiological cause? When does a woman, why does a woman every month have the menses? Why? Because when a woman ovulates, so there she produces egg cells. And the egg cells become ready to be fertilized by the sperm and to become pregnant. In other words, an egg cell to cause pregnancy has to be fertilized by the sperm. And if it's not fertilized, then the potential fetus is, in other words, every time when a woman has the menses, it means, in a certain sense, it's like a miscarriage. What is a miscarriage? Carriages seem like labor, and it means because the fetus is ejected by the uterus, so that causes bleeding and miscarriage. So the undeveloped fetus, a real birth is a developed fetus, a miscarriage is an undeveloped fetus, and menstruation means a potential fetus is ejected. It's not an actual fetus. In miscarriage you have an actual fetus. And birth you have a fully developed fetus. And menstruation you have a potential frustrated fetus, you know. In other words, so it's ejected by the uterus. So that causes bleeding. You see, I mean this weekend. Not that it has to be explained that way, but you can understand as to why, you know, Damleide and Damide are beginning with the same thing. Because physiologically there is a similarity between later bleeding and miscarriage bleeding and menstrual bleeding. What is later bleeding do? Because the fetus is discharged from the womb. What is miscarriage bleeding? Because the undeveloped fetus is discharged. And what is menstruation? The egg cell that was defeated, which was a potential, was ready to become a fetus, and it did not develop into a fetus. So then the uterus discharges it, the egg cell. So it's the same thing. I mean, it's not the same, but there is a similarity on a physiological level. There's a, that we can understand why I mean she made me as vossel. I mean, lady. I mean, it's not that it requires an explanation, but it just happens to coincide with the physiological fact. So Mele, according to some detail, the machlekes, and what is ovulation leading? As it was explained to me by a few obstetricians. So, it is just, in a sense, it originates in the antithesis of the cause of menstruation. The cause of menstrual bleeding is the fact that there has been a frustration of pregnancy. And the cause of ovulation bleeding is a country when a woman ovulates and produces when it produces egg cells, so that's the first step in becoming pregnant. In other words, as a matter of fact, a woman can become pregnant, is most likely to become pregnant within a short time after ovulation. Because the ovulation, this is how the Danish are, you know, molded the nature of the woman. In other words, that every month she should ovulate in order to be capable of becoming pregnant. So, when she menstruates, it means it's the frustration of pregnancy. And when she has ovulation bleeding, it's not the frustration of pregnancy, but the contrary. The initiation of the process of pregnancy. So it is just the reverse. That's how it was explained. So, now, according to the Chasam Sefer, I'm sure that all the Rabbanim, I don't know, I don't inquire, but I'm sure that every Rav Paskis that when a woman has ovulation bleeding, so ovulation bleeding, so she has to count dilution. So, but according to the Chasam Sefer's chart, he says, there is no machlikis in such a divergence of mitzvahs. Now, according to Rav, it terminates from Moker, and according to Levi, it terminates from some other source, Chasuchon, the Tzinkal Zivu. Of course, it terminates from the Moker. But the question is, does it originate in the same physiological cause? Tantea, does it originate in the same physiological cause as menstruation? That's my nechot. And Levi says, no, it doesn't originate in the same physiological cause as menstruation. It's a different cause. I mean, what kind of cause is it? So I don't know, maybe, I mean, I'm trying to explain the Chasam Sefer in terms of physiology, I mean, because the fact is that when a woman gives birth, so it takes a long time until she starts menstruating again in a regular way. It's a long time, apparently. Apparently, birth makes a change in the process of ovulation and everything. That's why there is no regular menstruation after birth. You know, when a woman gets pregnant shortly after she gave birth, then it's considered as a rare phenomenon. It's not the usual thing. So, it takes 90% of the cases, it takes at least 3 months between you know, the birth and becoming pregnant again. And that is true among women who don't observe Hilchas Nidah. Say, somebody has me there, so they are separated. No, even in Mongolia, it takes at least 3 months, for a woman to become pregnant after the woman had given birth to a child. Like, why? Apparently, because that cause of menstrual bleeding, which consists in the defeat of a potential fetus, in the defeat of the failure of an egg cell to develop into a fetus, does not take place immediately after birth. Because birth instills a whole change in the whole system. That's why there is no menstruation. So when a woman does bleed in the imitea means shortly after birth, after in the imitea of the cable, so 66 days, 66 plus 14, so it's 80 days. So in other words, so the question, why you should wait? It's not the regular menstruation, because there is no regular menstruation shortly after giving birth. So there must be some other cause. So that's why the lady says, the Shtei Mayores, 10 minutes from now. So Mele, according to lady, we see that the Xeras HaKosuf is only declaratory of the Mitzias. The Mitzias, why is the Torah Mitaya? Dantea, because it emanates from a different cause than menstrual bleeding. Menstrual bleeding, you see, because menstrual bleeding originates in the failure of the egg cell to develop into a fetus. And here, within the Mitaya, it couldn't develop into a fetus anyway. So why does she bleed? There must be some other cause. There must be some other cause. That's why Levi says that it's Shtimayos. Mimele, we see, but according to some Zivs Pshad, so we see from Levi that the reason as to why the Torah was higher than Teya, because it emanates from a different cause than the cause of menstrual. But in the case where she shifas, where it emanates from the same cause, so then in Achaname, it's awesome, according to it. So it should follow. I mean, I'm not so sure that some people would say that. The reason for some people never asked about the population. Apparently the doctors didn't know in those days that there was such a thing as ovulation. They probably assumed in those days that it's the same thing as menstruation. So Chassam Seifa was never asked. I'm not so sure that had the Chassam Seifa been living today, and he would be as the Shaila, that he would be nothing. But it seems to me, and I don't want to be quoted, it seems to me that according to some sefers Pshat and Gemara, a woman who has ovulation bleeding is not a soul. It's not in England.
So that holds them players.
Oh, and the reason is why we passed like Rav, but according to some sefer, Rav would be made to lady that in the case of she, that if it had emanated from a different physiological cause, so then it would be Muteres. It would be Muteres.
That calls it done later, the same as Banita.
What?
By that meaning that it's the same physiological cause.
Yeah, Dableide and Dableide is the same physiological cause.
This is called
according to science too, I mean.
And what is Leide on this?
What?
Leide holds it's not the same cause.
No, Leide and Dableide of course is the same cause.
Yeah.
No one says.
Why is it called Shemayonis?
No, Dampeya don't have
Leide. Yeah.
Because Dableide and Dableide is Hanach. Is minor.
No question.
No question
where
about
did
it.
Time become changed?
Because the birth instills. Birth introduces a change in the whole system of the woman. The whole system. You see that after birth, a woman does not become pregnant. Even if they don't observe Hilchos Nidah. Among goyim, they don't become pregnant until at least 90 days pass by. Why? Apparently, it interferes with the whole regularity of ovulation and everything. So, dam nido and dam leido, of course, is emanates from the same cause. But dam teya versus Damido or Damleda, because that's the same ayah, according to everybody. So that's a machlekes between, according to Samseita, between Rav and Leid. According to Rav, it emanates from the same cause, Temani Sami same cause, and according to Levi, Temani Sami different cause. And according to Levi, Temani Sami different cause, so Mele, the reason is why it's Mutter, because the Torah declares the Mitzias. And it should appear, it will be another case where the Mitzias is that the bleeding that emanates from the uterus, from the Moker, originates in a different cause than the menstrual bleeding, or breast bleeding, or miscarriage bleeding, so it should also be moved. I'm not so sure, but that's how it seems to me, from the tube of the something. This is the Chassid. But even according to some Seifas Pshah, there is still a Machlekes in Tzitz. It's a little strange that there should be a Machlekes between Rav and Levi in Tzitz. Right, sometimes it should help. But I think, and on the basis of the cases, that one would draw that the Machlekes between Rav and Levi is not a Machlekes in Tzitz altogether. Machlokes in the Mitzias is that, as the Chassam Sefer says, according to Levi, that while it emanates from the Mokeh, but it originates in a different physiological cause. What the physiological cause is, I'm not a scientist, I don't know. But it seems that originates in a different physiological cause, because the regular menstrual bleeding originates in the fact that the woman has produced, that the ovaries produced egg cells which are waiting to become fertilized, and when that is defeated, so it is ejected by the uterus in the same way as an undeveloped fetus is ejected by the uterus. In the same way as a developed fetus is ejected by the uterus. That's a wonderful thing. I mean, that's birth. But miscarriage is not such a wonderful thing. It's a misfortune. But it's the same thing, yes.
It's a while since I've taught embryology.
Yeah.
But I believe that the flip is like this. In the case of a normal pregnancy, so the embryo is fertilized up higher. And when it comes into the uterus, it embeds itself in the lining, in the klipa of the uterus.
Yeah.
In the case of a miscarriage, that klipa comes off.
Okay.
And with it, the embryo.
Yeah, right.
And in the case of normal menses, so that klipa also comes off.
All right. Yeah, of course there are differences. There are differences between real birth and miscarriage too, but you see, I'll begin, miscarriage and ladies, Hainach. And it's Hainach physiologically too, because it's Hainach in the sense that in birth, so a fetus is discharged from the uterus, in miscarriage, an undeveloped fetus is discharged. If it is a miscarriage in the 8th month, so it's an almost developed fetus. If it's a miscarriage in the 1st month, so it's a completely undeveloped fetus. But it's Hainach in the sense.
But by Dam Torah, there's no ovulation.
Yeah, I know. So
that's the cause.
But that means that it emanates from a different cause. Because in menstruation, there is ovulation. And there is a discharge of an unfertilized egg cell. So it is analogous to miscarriage where there is a discharge of a fertilized egg cell. Let's take a miscarriage in the 1st month. So it's almost like nothing. So it's very similar to menstruation where there is a discharge of an unfertilized egg cell. So very similar. As far as science is concerned, it's almost the same, you know. But, so, that's why, according to San Sefer, it should appear that ovulation bleeding is not Dam Nido. Because Levi says that Dam Teah is not Dam Nido. And that's exactly why the Torah is entire. But Rav says it is Amido, because the Messias is different. But vis-a-vis ovulation meaning, Rav doesn't say the Messias is different. Some may lay should be that. I don't know what the Rav Sefer would say. The Rav Sefer didn't discuss that. In his day, the doctors didn't know that there is a separate kind of bleeding, ovulation bleeding.
What is the ovulation bleeding? What is it in the seed?
When he produces egg cells, so it bleeds not most women.
What on it?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But it's something different than menstrual bleeding. It means something different than menstrual bleeding. Anyway, but, so I think that it could be explained that it's not a machlokes in the seed. The Mitzvah is the way that some Sefer explains it according to it. So that's the Machlokes Yehudi. What is Damida? Does Damida mean any bleeding that emanates from the Moker, from the uterus? Or Damida means only menstrual bleeding? So the Beis Yosef in Simen Kufzari Dalet says, now Dalochi is if a woman has an act, which means the doctors establish that it's not a Giloi stomach or Sumitar Stabala, even if she bleeds. The question is, that's the usual mark, which is not in the Moke itself, it's in the vagina. So that, of course, is like Dametzba, that goes without it. But suppose a woman has an ulcer, the child arises. A woman has an ulcer in the uterus, and she bleeds. And it's a certain matter. It's not going to do with menstruation. Is she mitaras labayl or not? The Beis Yosef says, in Simen Kufzari Dalet, that she is in the uterus. The mako, that is muter, means mako in the Beis, the vaginal canal. But not in the Mokhaizah. The Rabo in the Archimedes is Chalik, and of course the Rabo. That is also pierced to him, but he spells it out in the Archimedes. Now, I know the many Rabboni from Damako in the Mokhaizah. But the many Rabboni, great Rabboni in Mokhaizah, because they rely on the Rabo. I think it's difficult to be materialized. Shailen and the Raisir is a chorus. But it's not only the Beis Yosef. It's the Raivet, it's Peirush, and there's Kenin and Rav Gila, it's Peirush. So that would be a hero. Raivet, Gila, Beis Yosef. So, how can we take it? All right, the Ramon is material. So, I can understand, let's say, if it's Shailen, some and there is Kesef, which is only in the Rabbanon, and then doctors say that the spot on the body it was caused by the Mako in the uterus, then I could also be thinking. But when it's Shalit Raisin teaching, I don't think you can do it. Anyway, but whatever we have on passes, so, but the writer here, Beis Yosef, say Damako is Damidom, Damako in the Mokia is Damidom in your eyes. According to something like this. So how could it be explained? How could it be explained? Alright, so.
Those verbals, because it's one that, but for that we want that one.
That's why. Yeah.
So if it's Mako.
Mako is certainly a different physiological cause, it's an ulcer.
So
as one has, when one has a bleeding ulcer in the stomach, so he bleeds. So he has a bleeding ulcer in the uterus, he bleeds. It's a different cause. It's a different cause. So, on the contrary, because I think the Chazal Sefer said that because we passed right now. I know Rabboni today, great Rabboni, I don't want to mention names. Who are made in Damako in the bucket. In ovulation meaning, I don't think there is a single one who is made.
What does the Ramah do with that?
What?
You pass it like that, the dog that Ramah says it's 40, right?
Yes. All right, well, we'll soon see. We'll soon discuss that to it. So I think that the machlekes between Rab and Levi is not the machlekes. It's not the machlekes. The Chumach Ratzifah is Kufnun Dalet Nidah. Look at that. So, it's not the machlekes in Mitzvah. It's the machlekes in Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the way that Chassam Sefer says it, explains it according to it. It emanates from Mokeya, but it originates in a different physiological cause. What Rab says doesn't make any difference. The commentary according to Raibel, it's very simple. Raibel, I'm here, it's Yosef. So Rab says, my Nechon, the Mitzias is, it originates in a different physiological cause, but still it emanates from the same aisle, from the same market. What difference does it make whether it originates in one physiological cause or another physiological cause? Even the macro, I mean, is according to the Raibel of Rabbi Hillel and the Yosef, is the middle. So this is also the middle. He's a middle. So why? So she'll be a misakores. But it's a special attack. The middle it is. But it's a special attack. Special attack. The lady says, no. Since the reason as to why it's muter is because here in the Torah mentioned the Gezeiros HaKosher that since it originates in a different physiological cause, so mele it does not have the chalish and the mele. According to Rav, it has a chalish and the mele, but still the Torah is matter this kind of tamir. And according to Levi, the Gezeiros HaKosher is why is she interested the bylaw? Because he doesn't have a halation. He doesn't have a halation. Yes, so then there is no machlokes. Now let's go with the machlokes.
So the point to Rabbi comes out very good in the law. And the point to the way she is going on, because it's only over here that it's only any physiological Jewish Kumatzir does not make a difference.
The Ramo has to be explained.
The
Ramo says the Damako in the Mokir is Tehra.
Oh, it's Tehra. The Ramo has to be explained.
The Ramo also, but it's not our union now.
No, the Beshez is learning that it's kind of different physiological.
Yeah, that's right.
But Rav only said that the Tehra is not the
distance. The Ramo has to be explained. Rabo ma mine ahadu. Hatiroti mosei, batiroti ose. The lady oma, shtei, shnei mayonese. Nista matone, nifta hatome. So, in other words, so, my denaye, ike denaye, she fas, mitirshibo lahashibo. Mitirhaboso. In case of Shifa, so we know that it originates in the same cause as before the expiration of the 14 days, 7 days. Or we know Shifa, so we know that it originates in the same cause as before the exploration of the material. So Reishe, in the case of Shifas, Mitir Shibolach Hashim, Mitir Haboso Lach Haboso, so it's Likure. So even though it originates in the same cause, it's just become the Hemshach of a dreaming that started before the exploration of the 7 days, before the exploration of the 14 days, before the exploration of the 14 days. So, still, she's metalis about it, because it's Gamido. But the same Gamido, but still, it's always the same Gamido. But it always matters. So even in this case of Shifas, of course it's the same Gamido, but it always matters. But Levi is Lechumre. Because the lady, the reason is why the Torah is matzah, because it's not a midah. But in this case of Kifaz, it is the same damido. Some may raise the asura of that. And then, when she fasts, because even the bleeding that took place before the expiration of the Avoyim, before the expiration of the Shmeini, was also the same Damido. But the Torah was moderate, so Torah was moderate from the duration of the Avoyim and Shmeini, but after that not. The Rav Reish Lekul said, the Lady Reish Lekul, we say very cool. Now, there is one thing that has to be explained, and that has to be explained according to everybody, not only according to my pshat, according to some serious pshat also. Because the Tzitzikah says there's machleis tzitzis. Is some other words. So according to Levi, the tzitzis is that any bleeding that takes place after the 7 days and after the 14 days originates in a different physiological cause than the bleeding that takes place within the 7 days and within the 14 days. And according to Levi, it originates in a different cause. And according to what I say, both agree that it terminates, it originates in a different cause. But the question is, does the fact that it originates in different cause mafkia the Shem Chalei's Damido, or it's not mafkia except it's a special act? But we have to understand how Pesachol, why is there a difference in Tzias between the Rebbe Zohar and the Rebbe Zohar? No difference. Still, the Torah says that by Rebbe Zohar, so it's lady 7 days. But if she sees, she doesn't see. And the rest in Kibo, it's lady 14 days. I once gave a lecture years ago, like it was sponsored by the MCSY years ago in Los Angeles, Robin Morris, Lenny Schultz. So all the people, the feminists were there and everything. And then I discussed the role of the Jewish women. So there were a number of, liberal ladies, feminists. Why does the Torah mean time? Why does the Torah? I said that according to the Torah, the woman's nature innately, spiritually superior to the man. And I mentioned the Gemara Midah. The Gemara Midah that a girl becomes a Bele at 12 and a boy at 13 because Bino Yisrael Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Isha Yisrael. And I explained the reasons why Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Isha, not because they are inferior, but on the contrary, a man possesses an excess of energy, and it has to be counteracted by being involved in the study of Torah. Otherwise, he's capable of running research. But a woman, so the Beishel molded the character of the woman that it should be in consonance with the eschatological goals reserved for the creation. So why does a woman say Shosan Kersene? So it's not the Brocha like Bor Dynamics. So it's not the Brocha like Bor Dynamics. But Shosan Kersene means that, let's say, Hanoshim Bnei Kibush, Noshim Lab Bnei Kibush. So Noshim Aftur is Muhammad, and that's the reason as to why Noshim cannot be mobilized And the Rambam says that even with a mitzvah, hakoyitzim after chosim chador kalafos, it doesn't mean they should participate in combat duty of sapik mine and mozik and so on. So the amufka chomu, why? Because the Rebbeinu Sholom created the women in consonance with the eschatological goal is reserved for the creation. The Reis HaMashiach, there won't be any Nochom. The Yis HaGoy HaGoy Chara, there will be no Nochom. Only now, before Reis HaMashiach, so there is Nochom, unfortunately. And sometimes, unfortunately, because of the Neinu, so we are forced to participate in Nochom. Habol HaOge, Chashke VaOge, but it's not a desirable thing. So it's not a desirable thing. So, but so Anoshim was created by the Hashem Baruch Hu with a lot of energy, you know, physical energy. So Mele, he can resort to things that in an ideal situation could not be resorted to. But unfortunately, it's not the Yisrael Mashiach yet. So Mele, he has to be involved in Muhammad. But the woman, Shosan Ketzin, the woman with Rachmonis, so the Rabbah says, is derived from the term Rechem, because Rachmonis is a feminine quality, compassion. Because when a woman, I said that, the in Tanakh we find the term Roshe in regard to a wicked person. So it should change. A wicked woman should be called Rishon. Whenever a wicked woman is referred to in Tanakh, she's referred to Mashas. Izebel Mashas, Izebel's daughter. So, also Mashas, not so sure. Why not so sure? The answer is, Rosh means he's wicked. Mashas means, and the wicked woman would be the shore, but we don't. Even in Russian the other, there's no such word you ever hear a person saying in Hebrew, oh, she is a Rishon. Hebrew in Yiddish, saying Mashas. But he is a Rosh. Why? Because Mashas means that he feels that who makes somebody else into a Rosh. So when man is wicked, it's not a nice person. But he's not acting unnaturally. It's in consonance with the innate qualities of a man to be wicked, to be cruel. When a woman is wicked and cruel, it's unnatural, it's an unnatural phenomenon. Because a woman naturally is compassion. Rachmonis is derived from Rachem. It's a feminine quality. It's a feminine quality. Forever Rachmonis. To be soft hearted, forever Rachmonis. So the women, find women who are very cruel, so they have to overpower their own innate nature. So she's called Mashas. Zebra Mashas. Asaya Mashas. Not a Rishon. You won't find in Tanakh or Chazal or the Sheni or even today among modern Hebrew writers that they should call a wicked woman Rishon. Won't find it. Why? Because the women could not be naturally poor. Unfortunately, our women were very poor. So they overpower their own nature. That's why you say, sure, something. Then, as I said on the contrary, so one woman is a leader, a feminist. So she said, what's about the law of the Torah? That when a woman gives birth to a boy, she's only defiled 7 days. And when she gives birth to a kefir, she's male. Longonis, Longonis. 14 days. So doesn't it show that because we have an inferior attitude, the Torah has an inferior attitude, considers a woman inferior. So I said, I don't know the reason why the Torah says so. And I myself don't know. because same old Shabbat, the voices of, and the Lord are mentioning the same everything. There are many things that you don't understand. And no scientists. The Lord of Torah, there are also many things that could never be comprehended by Torah. But since you let the issue out there, what is too many? I mean, I really think if I mean now on the Ashkofra, that that's a good explanation. What is too many? Too many. It's like somebody who will carry the stomach, somebody who handles if they let become stomach, who touches him less, his stomach. What does it mean? Tongues. So, Yiras Hashem Heiro Medeswar. So in other words, Tara means something that is less. Tommy means